Hello and welcome back to the PAL with Rib T, the Pirkei Avos Learning, the show where we talk a Mishnah of Pirkei Avos per day with sagely commentary and practical advice to say. We are in season 4 with the wonderful words and translation and help of Rabbeinu Yonah with his insights. Here we are in chapter 1, Mishnah 12, Aleph Yud Bet. Talking about peace. Hillel v'Shammai kiblu mehen. Hillel and Shammai received the tradition from them. Hillel omer. Hillel says, Hevi me talmidav shel Aharon. Be like the students of Aharon. Ohev shalom. Love peace. Verodev shalom. Pursue peace. Ohev sabrios. Love people. Umekarvan la Torah. And bring them close to Torah. It's all about being able to interact with people and relate to people and talk to people out of an aspect, an element of kindness, out of an idea of love, and out of idea of just relating to people with a kind demeanor and an open demeanor and a demeanor that exudes warmth and goodness to other people. When you're able to talk to people, when you're able to interact with people, when you're able to be with people, when you're able to look and join them and be involved with them and talk with them with kind words, nice words, that shows that you're a lover of people and you love people, want to be with people, want to interact with people, and want to help people. I talk about this other times. When you see people that have a resting face, that has the resting mean face, the resting witch face, they don't want to interact with people. They don't want to be a person of peace. They want to be a person that incites other people's, that ignites other people, inciting and igniting in the wrong way. We want to be people that are people that look for peace. Do you know how Aaron would make peace between people? The Medrash, I believe, explains, and the commentaries explain, Aaron would go between two people, a husband and a wife, or between friends, and say, do you know how much Reuven wants to be your friend? Do you know how bad Reuven feels? And Reuven might not have said this, but deep down Aaron knew this. And he goes to Shimon, and he says, Shimon, do you know how bad Reuven feels and how bad he... And then he goes to Reuven and says, you know how bad Shimon feels? Excuse me? And he got them to realize that they want to be friends with each other. And he let them know that their remorse, and they saw how much Aaron wanted to help them. And they said, if the great Aharon will come and talk to me and befriend me and try to help me out, how could I not forgive my friend and be close to my friend? Aharon took out of his time, out of his day to come talk to me. How could I not try to fix this? And he would repair people just by giving them love, giving them attention, and giving them the ability of interacting with each other, and giving them the beautiful blessing of peace. And he would do this for husband and wife, and he would do this for friend and friend. What a great example of how to interact with other people, how to talk to other people, being kind with your words and your time and your demeanor, being gentle with your words and your time and your demeanor, and being approachable and approaching others, even when they don't think they need help, even when they don't ask you for help, but you know they need the help. Using the kind words, the kind demeanor, the kind gesture really can get out and about and help people. And it is, when you're using words in that way, when you're using your demeanor in that way, that's a way to really help people and approach people. I also want to tell you that this week we're only going to do a few nights because we missed last night. Usually we try to do 4 Bli Neder, but this week Bli Neder we're going to do 3 because we missed last night. Yesterday was Yom Kippur, so welcome back to us. But anyway, that's why it's good to use those words and to be involved with those type of words. So Hillel and Shammai received the tradition from Shemaya and Avtalion. Be like Aharon, loving peace and pursuing peace. Your heart should love truth and peace, so much so that you pursue them. Some people love peace deep in their hearts, but they will not exert themselves to make peace and do not behave in a manner conducive to peace. But those who are eager to take action and make peace among their fellow men, as Aaron would do, are truly his students. They are the ones who seek peace and pursue it. Love people, bring them close to the Torah. When Aaron suspected that someone was sinning in private, he would seek him out and become his devoted friend. The sinner would say to himself, if Aaron would know what I have in my conscience, he wouldn't want to be my friend. It must be that he considers me to be a fine mitzvah observant person. If he knew my evil thoughts, he would say, stay away from a sinner like me. With these thoughts in mind, he would repent his sins and resolved to improve his ways. Aaron's friendship was the cause of the turnaround. With peace and fairness, he walked with me, and he returned many from the path of sin. So that's how he got people to turn back from sins. If people knew what Aaron would think of them, if he knew about their sins, if he knew about their thoughts, he wouldn't be their friend. Wow, I must be better. I must try better to deserve his friendship, to deserve his time, to deserve his attention that he gave to me. And also, when it came to again, husband and wife and friend, if Aaron would know, wow, he gave me his time, he gave me his attention, he wants us to be friends with one another, let's try to do so. And we should take a lesson from that to try to approach other people with a kind demeanor, that gentle demeanor we spoke about earlier. Use soft words and a soft voice to interact with other people. Always greet people and say thank you and please to other people. That would promote peace. Again, when I drop off my son at school, I really try to say hi to the people, especially the administration that's around, the security guard that's directing the carpool lane and directing the drop-off, people, the walkers like we do, and the different administrators that are out. Good morning. How are you? What a beautiful day. Thank you so much for your help. You're promoting peace. You're promoting friendship and reyut. You're promoting kind manners, and you're promoting kindness and a good smile, a good spirit to the person in the world, giving them a good spirit, meaning giving them a good outlook, giving them a good way to approach the day. A kind word, a kind deed, a kind gesture can go so way. Why not be someone who promotes peace with his words, promotes peace with his actions, promotes peace with how he interacts with those around him? If Aaron could do so just by giving some time, some attention to other people around us, how much more so can we do if we go above and beyond using good words, kind words, gentle words, and giving of our time, giving of our resources, and giving of our advice to those around us? Be a speaker of peace and man of peace and an actioner, someone who takes action with using peace. Then hopefully the world will be more peaceful, and with so much peace and so much goodness, maybe we'll finally have ahavat chinam, loving people just because they're fellow human beings and they have a divine spark, especially if they're Jewish with a Jewish soul. And then we could break the cycle of the sin al chinam didn't allow the building of the third base of Mikdash. But if we have ahavat chinam, just free love, loving people, baseless love, good love, without any reason or any need, maybe then we could merit the third base of Mikdash speedily in our days. Join us next time as we talk about making your name great. What happens here on the PAL with Reb T. And now I'm your host, Reb T.